I suppose that figure doesn't give an overall picture of what is happening, in particular at acute settings, hospital settings across the country, where we've seen unprecedented demand across 2024. And we've seen large increases in presentations, both in emergency departments and for outpatients across the country. And we now have around 700,000 patients on scheduled care waiting lists, and the waiting lists are now being impacted and have been over the last number of months by the winter surge and unprecedented demand for unscheduled care. And we all know the level of viruses that were circulating over the winter period, and unfortunately they are having an impact on scheduled care waiting lists. But overall there has been improvements. We've seen in terms of those waiting 12 months or longer, they're down 7% and they're down 15% across the country for those waiting 18 months or more. But we've a long way to go. Certainly there are signs of improvement within the system, but it is clear to be seen that investment in infrastructure, investment in staffing and investment in technology have to be progressed at a much faster pace.
Do you concede then that management at Sligo University Hospital can do better?
No, I wouldn't accept that. I'm very familiar with the management at Sligo University Hospital. Certainly, I have confidence in the management at Sligo University Hospital. They continue to have an unprecedented, challenging time at the hospital, like many other hospitals across the country, acute settings. The level of presentations they are seeing and have seen over the past number of years continues to rise year on year, and these figures are published and give a very clear indication of what has happened across 2024. We've seen 1.8 million patients present into emergency department. That's a 9% increase on the previous year, 2023. So that's a 9% increase for those presenting to emergency medicine. Likewise, we've seen an increase of 9% increase year on year last for 24 in terms of outpatients, and a 5% increase for those waiting on inpatient day cases. So 3.9 million patients have been seen in outpatients in 2024. That's a 9% increase on the previous year. So the system certainly is seeing increased capacity, but the demands are outweighing that capacity.